Well, good evening to those who have joined us. I'm so glad that you're here. My name is Tracy Ray with Pink Pigeon Media, and my business is to manage social media pages for people just like you so that people just like you have time to go and build their business doing other things besides social media. So it's my passion and it's my love, and I am really happy to be talking about Twitter because I fell in love with Twitter about 5 years ago. And at first, I was very puzzled by Twitter, didn't understand it at all, and would make fun of it. And then when I started using it and seeing the potential that it had for business, I really did fall head over heels over it. So I'm really excited to talk to you about it tonight, and I hope that I can shed light. And I do want you to feel free to ask your questions. I did receive questions in advance, and they might have been one of yours. I have place those questions at the end of the PDF document along with answers, which I think we will be able to get to tonight, but I'm committed to answering your questions. So if we get to the end and you're baffled or bamboozled by something, I will stay as long as I need to answer your questions and see if we can get you on track. So let's just jump right in with page number 2. It all started with a little tweet. I want to tell you that it would be impossible for me to weed through the mountains of Twitter's success stories to pull out the very best ones of all. But as an example, there was a place called Broadway Books that was a little independently owned bookstore that came under some serious threat during economic downturn just a few years ago when the housing market crashed and people just stopped spending money. And their store was absolutely teetering on the brink. And the owner went to her son and said, "We got to do something. What can we do?" And her son immediately took their story to Twitter. And I don't know what it was he tweeted, and that was not recorded in the story. I don't know exactly what the tweet said, but whatever it was he said, it spurred such an interest in their community that the entire community rallied around their bookstore, and it's not that it just saved the bookstore, it actually caused the bookstore to thrive and took it to a whole new level, and it really was because of the tweet, the Twitter effort. And because there are so many stories like that that do inspire and make you really want to explore Twitter more, I've put stories.twitter.com on this PDF for you to check out at another time. Just even if you just read 2 or 3, it helps you to see just the big impact 140 characters can make, a well-crafted tweet can make, truly all the difference. Putting Twitter to work for your business, for your practice, is not a terribly complicated thing. It's really just a matter of getting a handle on Twitter and how to use it, which before I say anything else about Twitter, I have to say that Twitter is one of those platforms that, to really get a handle on it and begin to understand what it can do, you really have to jump in and do it. I can explain things, and I can take you through this module, and I hope that it will light a fire for you to want to use Twitter for your practice, but the truth is it's going to take going in to Twitter.com, creating an account, and beginning to listen, as you mentioned, Cheryl, when we were chatting before we got started, listening to what others are saying and joining in the conversation, that it begins to make sense. It's all of a sudden, I've heard this from so many people, all of a sudden the light will go on. They'll start using Twitter, they'll use it for a couple weeks, and then into long into week 3 or 4, they will all of a sudden go, "Oh, I get it now." There is something about this little platform that I will do my best to explain tonight, but I really want to encourage you to start